What a wonderful opportunity we have to worship the Lord. Amen. Worship meaning ascribing worth to Him. We believe that He is more valuable than anyone else. And we demonstrate that by giving the first of our time to the Lord, thus the day Sunday, the first day of the week. If you turn with me to 2 Corinthians in chapter 8, I want to encourage you about giving. Not necessarily giving to the church here, but giving to those that are in need, specifically in India, as we have a ministry in India. And we have found at this time we have this opportunity to help them with the building of a physical church, a building to house the people there. For a number of years now, we've had the school in India ministering to pastors and encouraging them. But as I've been talking with Robinson, one thing I've tried to encourage him all along is that the school needs to be under the auspice of the church. And he's really taken this to heart. There have been a number of men that he is now discipling, actually going through the discipleship program that we have here at Family Bible with them. And they're looking forward to actually building a building to house, and their hope is that the different pastors could come to this church to be encouraged and to be strengthened and to be taught. I know that Robinson's still going to have to do a lot of traveling throughout India because some just can't afford the traveling expenses to come. Nevertheless, it'll give them a home base. And so we have an opportunity to give towards this building. What we've asked you to do is we've asked you to be praying about this and what the Lord would have you give. And there are just some fundamental principles that I want you to look at with me found in 2 Corinthians in chapter 8. One is clear, and that is that God is looking for, and we'll reiterate this in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, but in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, God is looking for those that actually want to give. You do yourself a disservice by giving under duress. That really isn't the blessing of God. And as Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, really this is to your increase that you give. So the blessings of God really come when he sees that cheerful and alacritous giver. In the beginning of chapter 8, what we see are Jesus gives an example of the Macedonians, which were giving really out of their poverty. And we're begging with much entreaty for the privilege of giving. They actually saw it as a privilege. And if you see it as that, then you're definitely on the right track. But as it goes on in the passage, if you'll drop on down to verse 12, he talks about this readiness in chapter 8, verse 12. And his statement is this: "But if the readiness is present, it is acceptable according to what a man has, not according to what he does not have." That's a pretty interesting statement, isn't it? You know, there's a new kind of giving now. I don't know if you know about it, but some churches you can actually swipe your card or give your card number over the internet, and you don't even have to attend church. Isn't that pretty cool? You don't even have to attend church. You could just give your card and do your giving over there. But, you know, if you swipe your card, you may be giving something you don't have. So God is not asking you to give what you don't have. He's asking you to be faithful with what he's given you, what he's burdened your heart for. And his statement is very clear: "For this is not for the ease of others and for your affliction, but by way of equality." At this present time, verse 14, he says, "Your abundance being a supply for their want." And we know that at this juncture, the needs over in India far exceed ours. And what's wonderful is that our dollar equals to about 60, what is it now, 62, 64 of their, what would be considered dollars. And so our money is able to stretch significantly at this time. And God, I believe, has just ordained that to be true. So because of that, we've been able to buy this building and buy a piece of land. And now, hopefully, as we desire to help them with the building of the church. What a wonderful opportunity this is. But Scripture is very clear that it's out of our abundance that we're able to give and minister to those. And then if you turn me to 2 Corinthians in chapter 9, His statement is very clear in this, and one very well known. This I say in verse 6, he who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Let each one do as he has purposed in his heart. What we've asked you to do, and by the way, when Paul's writing this, he's talking specifically about a collection that he's taken for the needs of those in the church at Jerusalem. So he's talking to the Gentile churches, and he says, now we're going to help this church in Jerusalem because they were undergoing a famine at the time. So he's saying, but when you give, don't give what you don't have. Give what you do have. And he's saying, do it with a desire to give. Don't do it grudgingly. He says in verse 7, let each one do as he has purpose in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, not because Pastor Gary going to haunt you if you don't. For God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you. This is where your faith comes in. Do you believe that, you know, God is a rewarder, that those who diligently seek him, that actually believe and walk by faith, or do you not believe that? Well, it's kind of one of those tests in your life. So we're once again asking you, and we talked to you about this a few weeks back, and now we're once again reminding you, this is the opportunity. Some people have actually already started giving. Connie and I have actually not. We have yet to sit down and talk about how the Lord is leading us. And we plan on doing that this week. But this is a wonderful opportunity, we believe, that we have. And this is a part of Family Bible. It's just an extension of Family Bible in Kandigar. And when we all get to heaven, won't it be great to meet the congregation that's over there? And certainly the congregation around the world that's a part of the body of Christ. But we're just excited about the things that God is doing and the discipleship that's going on. The school continues to expand. And we're just so thankful that the Lord has allowed us to be a part of this ministry. Just pray. The Lord may say, only this amount. Just we only want you to do what God tells you to do. But this whole thing of giving is you drawing closer to the Lord. It's not just about getting something accomplished. And that's why, you know, we don't want to put up boards and we don't want to put up things. It's not about the accomplishment of the number. It's about how God is talking with you. And are you listening to him? And about you becoming a part of something greater. What a wonderful opportunity. So we just continue to ask you to pray. And as the Lord burdens your heart, we're not going to have a special day in which you give. Just as he burdens your heart, you just give. We'll make sure that every penny goes to that work. And we just send it out almost as fast as we get it. And that's a wonderful thing about this day and age that we live in. They actually have an ATM card from our Compass Bank. And we just let them know when the money's in the account. And they just swipe the card and get it out. Isn't that wild? So it was a lot easier than us sending money through the MoneyGram, which ended up costing us money. Well, Father, we give you thanks for opportunities that you give us. And Lord, for speaking to us and for becoming real in our lives. The intimate details of our life are known by you, and you're interested in making our life productive. We give you thanks for calling us into this realm of ministry and allowing us to be a part of something far greater than the average in and out day of our life. Lord, we just give you thanks for taking us into the realm of the eternal and for taking that which is just a tangible thing, money, and turning it into an eternal reward. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.